Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for this morning's sermon is taken from St. Matthew's Gospel account, the 25th chapter. Beloved in the Lord, there will be an end. With each step, the Savior of the world marches towards the passion of his cross, and there will be an end. Sin's domain shall be conquered. The devil's work shall be all undone. The world's rebellion shall be squelched. No more shall the saints stand in gardens of stone. No more shall a husband grieve for his wife, or a wife for her husband. No more shall God's holy innocents suffer the consequences of their mother's choice. No more shall children dishonor their parents. No more shall households be severed by selfishness. There will be an end. And on that day, the tears of children shall be wiped away with a gentle hand. The hearts of the despairing shall receive their eternal hope from the Lamb. And the voice of the faithful shall ring throughout the heavens. An angelic choir shall echo their praises. Palm branches will sway in Eden again. There will be an end to this broken world. There will be an end to suffering. There will be an end to sin. Death will finally be the Son's footstool, for on that day, the great and glorious day, the Son of Man shall come in his glory, no longer as the suffering servant, but he shall return as a victorious king, no longer the man of sorrows, but he shall come with all his holy angels and take his throne on the earth. Yes, beloved, there will be an end to this veil of tears. This valley of sorrow. And on that day, he whom we have trusted shall descend with a shout, with the blast of a trumpet. And all the dead shall arise and meet him in the air. And those living shall be transformed that very hour. The majesty of his appearing will bring great comfort to his disciples. But unbearable terror will seize the heart of every unbeliever. For now, the day of judgment begins. The king ascends his throne. The heavenly courtroom opens before all creation. And the reckoning begins. To the right go his dear lambs, his sheep. To the left go the goats. To the right his faithful, who have kept his word even unto death. To the left, everyone else. There is no middle group. There are no lukewarm disciples. You are either on his right or you are damned. There will be an end. And you and I do well to be certain of our destiny on the right. No one has been destined for the left. No one has been destined for hell. That place has been prepared for the devil and his angels. Heaven is prepared for you through the blood of his Son. The sheep know this, believe this, trust this. And the goats? Well, they reject. The sheep live by faith and then put that faith into action. Their eyes are fixed on Christ, their good shepherd. Their hearts are moved towards their neighbor, even the least of these in our midst. The goats, on the other hand, can't even see the least of these. They can't see Christ. They reject him and his word. No, the goats would rather do it their own way. Lord, when did we see you and not minister to you? You see, the goats are fixed on their works. They believe that they've done everything necessary to get them into heaven, but their works are lacking. All who live by works will find themselves lacking on the day of Christ's return. Though the disciples of Christ truly do good works, we are not saved by them. And though the goats do not do enough good works, they're not damned by them. Remember, beloved, the sheep and the goats were divided to the right and to the left all prior to the judgment of their works. It's only those who lack faith that are sent to the left. And then, when it is time to examine their lives, it's revealed that they've fallen short. Faith receives everything. Works gain nothing for self. The sheep have heaven by grace through faith. The goats have hell by blood, sweat, and tears. Are you a sheep or are you a goat? Is your heart Christ-centered and cross-focused, or are you all caught up with yourself? There will be an end. And the end is coming soon. You don't have to be a goat. You don't have to go to the left. You don't have to die forever. You don't have to remain distant from the Lord your God. The end is coming soon, but the end is not yet. There is still time. Time for repentance. Goats reject the least and the lost, and so also reject Jesus. For Christ is in the least and the lost. He came for the least and the lost, of which I am one. For the hungry and for the thirsty, for the stranger and for the prisoner, for the naked and for the sick, Christ became a man. He humbled himself to the lowest degree so that by his blood he might save all. Look at the cross, beloved. The greatest became the least and was numbered with transgressors. He was numbered with the likes of us. Though he was without sin, he joined himself so intimately with our humanity that he took on humanity's curse. The wages of sin is death, and there the light of the world suffers death in all of its brutality, in all of its humiliation, and in all of its uncleanness. There's no greater love for the least of these than the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross for you. From the cross he feeds the hungry choice meats. He gives drink to the thirsty with holy water. He begs the Father's heart on your behalf, setting the prisoners free. He welcomes all who come to him by faith. He clothes the naked with his righteousness, and his wounds bring healing to the sick and the distressed. All that he praises his disciples for on the last day, Jesus has done in 6 hours from the cross and throughout the ages in the preaching of his holy word. This he has done for you in your baptism. This he gives into your mouths in his supper. The greatest has become the least. The king takes the form of a servant. The first has become last, so that we who are last may become the first, and we who are least may become the greatest in the kingdom of God. And so his dear Christians cling to the cross for dear life, his dear life. And doing so, they begin to find Jesus in their neighbors, in their fellow man, even the least of these. But you see, we don't know it. The sheep don't know they're serving Jesus in the least of these because the sheep aren't concerned about their works. The sheep are clinging to the cross, and with the cross working its work on their hearts through word and sacrament, the sheep are driven to love their neighbor as Christ loved them. Serving one another becomes their whole purpose in life. Husbands then serve their wives in body and soul. Wives surrender to their husbands in body and soul. Parents serve their children, and children serve their friends. Brothers reconcile to one another. Sisters encourage one another. Neighbors help each other out. Strangers are friendly to one another. And Christ's disciples are quick to offer a piece of bread to the poor, clothing to the naked, forgiveness to the prisoners, and the gospel to those who are hungering and thirsting for righteousness. We don't do it perfectly. No one does. We do it because Christ has done it for us first. We do it because Christ is in the least of these. We do it because our hearts are moved by love, divine love, and not love for self, not selfishness. Returning again to our baptismal promises, our selfishness is being crucified with Christ. Our pride is being buried with Christ. And tracing his sign both upon our foreheads and upon our hearts, we daily rise up from God's word and promises as new men and new women and new children, as a mighty people ready to bear the cross before the world and in service to the world. Beloved in the Lord, there will be an end. And that end is coming soon. And on that day, the Son shall gather the nations before him, and he shall sit in judgment over the world. The sheep will be on his right, and the goats off to his left. And the goats shall depart forever, and be cast into the fires prepared for the devil and his angels. The sheep shall receive their inheritance, and their eternal joy. And the Son, their Savior, shall say, Come, my Father's blessed ones, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundations of the world. Come, you who kept the seal of faith unbroken, who were swift to assemble in the churches, who listened to my scriptures and longed for my words, observed my law day and night, and like good soldiers shared in my suffering because you wanted to please me, your heavenly King. Come, inherit the kingdom prepared for you. Look, my kingdom is ready. Paradise stands open. My immortality is displayed in all its beauty. Come now, all of you. Enter into the joy of my Father's house, for I have prepared a place for you. It is a place that no eye has seen, no ear has heard, nor human heart conceived. It is of the Father's heart for you. It is your inheritance. It is my gift to you who trust in me. Yes, beloved, there will be an end. The end is just the beginning for God's redeemed sheep. God grant you a place in his fold today and forevermore, and a blessed end in Christ. Amen.
Amen.